Why, hey there. My name is Darcy Jeremy. You're listening to another episode of the Business of Ergonomics podcast. Today, I want to talk about why I truly believe the barrier for entry and getting started building a profitable business is a lot more straightforward with office ergonomics, whether it's a side hustle or something you want to approach full time. Welcome to the Business of Ergonomics podcast. I'm your host, Darcy Jeremy. I'm a board-certified professional ergonomist with over 15 years of experience delivering ergonomics programs to employers of all different types. In this podcast, I share what other healthcare professionals are already doing and being with ergonomics assessments and how to land those clients that you dream of. Without further ado, let's jump into this episode right now. There are so many exciting things happening in the ergonomics help world. First of all, I got fiber, high-speed internet. Second of all, we're opening enrollment for the Accelerate Business of Ergonomics program at the end of June. So if you haven't joined that wait list, hit there and sign up. You'll get a valuable free training. And third, I just added an industrial ergonomic resource in Accelerate. So what that means, it's any ergonomics tool that you might use for industrial assessments there for you to check out. The reason why I wanted to share that with you is that, yes, I believe that industrial ergonomic assessments are useful and valuable, especially because many of the people that are attracted to my podcast and my blog posts and my programs already have experience with that, or they have a desire to include that in what they're doing professionally. To get into industrial ergonomics, it's often just a pivot or a tweak to what you're already doing to include that in your services that you offer employers. However, in saying that, I truly believe that the barrier for entry into this ergonomic service delivery model is a lot more straightforward for office ergonomics. Other than having a really firm foundation and how to measure and the process and root cause analysis, there's not a lot of tools that are required to get started. By tools, I'm talking about equipment, okay? So compare office ergonomics to industrial ergonomics. First of all, office ergonomics, you really just need a tape measure and some way to record the measurements that you take. And then you write a report. Of course, you'll need a computer. Compare that with industrial ergonomics. Now, in industrial ergonomics, of course, you're going to need a tape measure to measure heights and reaches and distances, but you're also going to need other pieces of equipment to effectively measure the ergonomic risk that those types of people in those jobs are exposed to. Next week in Accelerate, I'm bringing in an expert who's going to be talking about the types of equipment that can help us when we're doing industrial ergonomic assessment and some software tools as well. And the reason why it's so important to have these types of tools, then really I'm talking about force transducers, hand dynamometers to measure the push-pull forces and any other forces that that person might be exposed to, is that it goes hand in hand with the industrial ergonomic risk assessment tools. So it's not just knowing how to effectively choose the correct tool to do an industrial ergonomic assessment, but it's also making sure that you're taking the right type of measurements and you're using the force transducer correctly. Of course, when you're bringing in another piece of equipment to the system that we're using, that is another source of potential error. With equipment, we want to make sure that they're calibrated yearly, that we're buying really good reputation pieces of equipment so we can measure the correct force. Because if that were to go to litigation, One of the questions is going to come up, where did you get your force transducer tool? How often do you calibrate it? So there's just things that we can do to protect ourselves when we're talking about industrial ergonomic risk assessments. So that was just the force transducer. Other tools that you'll need when you're doing industrial ergonomic assessments include a scale to weigh things, because oftentimes in my experience, you can't really truly trust the weights that are on objects. It might not be totally accurate in the industrial setting for many, many reasons. I always have a scale with me so you can measure what exactly those people are lifting, for the reason that this goes in hand in hand with industrial risk assessments. Secondly, we want to bring in a stopwatch too, because a stopwatch allows us to measure repetition and get cycle length. And those factors that can, again, allow us to identify where the ergonomic risk is. If you are new to the ergonomic risk assessment world, there's three main risk factors to the development of a work-related musculoskeletal disorder. And that is force, how much that person is lifting or pushing or pulling. Duration, so how long that person is doing something for. Repetition has to do with this. And then the posture, so the posture that you observed while that task is being completed. So having a force transducer, a scale, and a stopwatch allows us to close that triangle of force, duration, and posture so we can truly identify where the ergonomic risk of the job is. Now, that's just observing, of course. Once you have the appropriate ergonomic risk assessment tool, then we can identify whether or not that ergonomic risk is small, moderate, large, low, high, medium, anything you want to use to identify. There's lots of different types of identifiers for the amount of ergonomic risk that's present in a job. And often you'll find tools that have their own little nomenclature around with that. So just be aware of that. However, based on what you're looking for, you can select a tool like RULA or REBA, NIOSH, SNUC, whatever the scope of the project that you're working on. And you basically, it comes down to plugging in what you measured, making sure that you're really confident in what you measured is correct and a good representation of what that employee is going through in a particular day. And then you plug it into the ergonomic risk assessment tool, and there's so many out there, and it gives you an output that you can put in an ergonomic report, and the results from this dictates the priority of the recommendations and the solutions that you come up with for that particular job. So if we take a step back and look at the process that's used to identify the ergonomic risk in the industrial setting, the process is what you'll learn when you're getting into office ergonomic assessments. It's the same. You observe, taking measurements, identifying the root cause of the situation, coming up with solutions based on that root cause. It's very similar. And I hope you can see where the differences are with that short explanation about tools and measuring them and how that relates to selecting the correct industrial ergonomic assessment tool. So, if you are listening to this and you have been considering getting into ergonomics because it's aligned with your expertise, maybe you took a course in your schooling, whether it's master's level or undergrad. Maybe you've dabbled in it before. However, because of the way the economy is, you're looking for something different, something that can add value to your community and fill a need and a gap in what is available to the businesses in your area. This is where I think it makes perfect sense to start with office ergonomic assessments. If you've listened to this podcast before, you know that I truly believe that with learning how to do a simple office ergonomic assessment, it opens up the door for at least 7 other types of service deliverables that are aligned with doing office ergonomic assessments and can add value to an employer. So I hope that clarifies why office ergonomics is a really safe place to start if you're looking to add another service to what you're doing professionally. What you may find, like other members of my Accelerate program, is that they started with office, but now they're getting requests for industry. I think that reflects the need for many of us today that companies really desire solutions to ergonomics challenges. All right, peeps. Next week, that is June 16th. That's a Wednesday. If you're interested about getting into office ergonomics assessments, I am going to be hosting a webinar, and that is going to be happening on Wednesday, June 16th, that I'm going to spell out where the future is for office ergonomics, how you can get started, what you need to look for when you're doing office ergonomics, and really important, how to potentially, how to position yourselves so you can find clients that are aligned with how you want to spend your time. This is a very exciting time to be in office ergonomics assessments, especially when you consider all the different types of services that you can offer your community to help them, no matter if they're working from home or the office, or they're looking to buy chairs. How can we be in a position to offer value and get that know, like, and trust factor up? I'm going to be talking about all that stuff in office ergonomics and why it's never been a better time to get started. That's happening on the 16th of June. To sign up for this training, head to ergonomicshelp.com/learn-ergo. You'll also get an amazing free training immediately. So I hope to see you there. It's going to be live, and that's where all the fun is going to happen. This is Darcy Jeremy, Ergonomics Podcast, ergonomics resource for you, and I'll chat to you soon. Bye-bye. So if you like what you heard in this podcast episode and you want to learn more, you want to learn how other healthcare professionals are already adding office ergonomic expertise to their services and practice, I have a training for you. All you have to do is head to ergonomicshelp.com/learn-ergo. That's ergonomicshelp.com/learn-ergo, and you can get started today.